Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Is taking milk with coffee good for you? Thanks for asking. Coffee purists tend to look down on the likes of the latte, cappuccino, and mocha, suggesting that only black coffee is the real deal. They often double down by saying that drinking coffee with milk causes bloating and messes with digestion. But a recent study from the University of Copenhagen found that it might actually be beneficial for our health after all.
Oh really? How so?
Well, as it turns out, coffee with milk may have anti-inflammatory properties. That's according to the findings of the Copenhagen researchers, which were published in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry in early 2023. They looked into how immune cells responded when exposed to the combination of polyphenols, which are found in coffee, and amino acids, which are contained in milk proteins. And what they discovered was that cells treated with the polyphenol and amino acid combination were better able to fight inflammation compared to cells that had only received polyphenols, which in other words you could compare to coffee without milk. Well, the study certainly seems to suggest that drinking coffee with milk boosts the immune system and reduces inflammation. But even those behind it recognise that there's a long way to go to fully prove such a hypothesis. Copenhagen University Associate Professor Andrew Williams was one of the study's senior authors. He's quoted in the official news release as saying, "It is interesting to have now observed the anti-inflammatory effect in cell experiments, and obviously this has only made us more interested in understanding these health effects in greater detail. So the next step will be to study the effects in animals." Professor Marianne Nissen-Lund also explained that following tests on animals, the researchers hope to receive funding to then study the effect in humans.
It should still help to change some people's mindsets though, shouldn't it?
Indeed. Up until now, science has been rather divided on the subject of what drinking coffee with milk does to the body. Some, like American nutritionist Michael Greger, argue that milk proteins mess with coffee absorption, meaning you might miss out on some of its benefits, like the antioxidants which coffee is rich in, that help the body fight off infections and other pathogens. Greger in part bases his view on a German study from 2007, which advised against drinking coffee with milk for those reasons. So it looks like researchers still have some work to do to shed more light on the potential anti-inflammatory benefits of coffee with milk. Nevertheless, the most recent findings will be music to the ears of the millions of coffee drinkers who already swear by it. There you have it. Now you know whether taking milk with coffee is good for you. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.